live from the Acadiana Center for the Arts in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's E-Town on the Road with guests Kelly Jones, Megan Brown, Tiffany Lamson, Joelle Savoie, Josh Caffrey, Dirk Powell, Rhiannon Giddens, plus the band Cubion. I'm Helen Forster. Right now, join me in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Ellen. Thanks, everybody.
Welcome to E-Town. So we are here. We've been talking about this for a long time. We are finally here in Lafayette. I'm so glad. This is going to be fun. You know how it is when two rivers come together. Oftentimes, a town forms right there because it's kind of a natural confluence. And this show is sort of about that same theme. We've got two streams of music and culture kind of combining and coming together to produce the sort of content for what we're doing this week. The first stream is just about how people got here. So the settling of this part of the country included the relocation of the French settlers from Acadie, from parts of Maine, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, the Maritimes. Some of them were removed by the British and sent here. Others found their way, but sometimes families were separated along the way. And of course, that story was told by Longfellow in his poem, Evangeline. Of course, when those folks got here, they got to mix it up with the Creole and the Native and the African-American population that was already here. And you get a sense of those powerful ingredients in the music and the culture and the spiciness that produced this fertile cultural musical scene that we are in right now, one of the coolest in the world. The second stream of our little gathering today is the fact that John Lomax, the folklorist and educator, he found his way here with his son Alan Lomax to record the music that was going on in the 30s. And then, as now, there was kind of a disproportionate number of black folks in prison. So he started there recording the songs and stories of Louisiana prisoners and, of course, came across Lead Belly along the way. But he preserved some treasures, some local music that could easily have been lost. And I know you guys know that, but people listening around the country may not know that he came not long after the state of Louisiana had passed some laws really forcing kids to learn English and try to give up some of that French-speaking culture. So these two streams collided in producing this incredibly vibrant spot and also capturing some of the treasures that were going on culturally, musically, that could have been lost. So that's why we're here. That's what we're celebrating. And we have an amazing lineup of talent. And up first, we've got a couple of heavyweights, very important musicians in my world. Rhiannon Giddens has done more to connect the dots, particularly the role of black musicians across different styles and genres, highlighting the history and sort of making these natural connections. She's done more than just about anybody, while also keeping up her career as a singer and a songwriter, multi-instrumentalist and advocate, founding member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Recently winner of the Steve Martin Prize for Excellence on the Banjo, and she can sing opera, she can play Irish fiddle tunes, she's amazing. So she's here with a local hero, a hero of mine also, who produced her newest record, Freedom Highway. Of course, Dirk Powell has made his home here for almost 25 years. Multi-instrumentalist, arranger, actor, a musical sponge and student, a musical force of nature. He's played with everybody, done his homework. He makes a great contribution, whether he's playing under his own name or playing in a band or playing on records. He's certainly played on a ton of those, whether it's Emmylou Harris or Joan Baez or Eric Clapton or whatever. The list is long and deservedly so. So that's just giving you a little sense of what we're doing here and what is going to be, I think, a remarkable program. We're so happy to start it off with our first two guests. Please help me welcome to E-Town, Rhiannon Giddens and Dirk Powell.
Thank you. Julie, oh Julie, won't you run? 'Cause I see down yonder the soldiers come. Julie, oh Julie, can't you see? Them devils have come to take you far from me. Mistress, oh mistress, I won't run, 'cause I see down yonder the soldiers have come. Mistress, oh mistress, I do see, and I'll stay right here till they come for me. Won't go. Leave this house and all you know. Julie, oh Julie, don't leave here. Leave us who love you and all you hold dear. Mistress, oh mistress, I will go. Leave this house and all I know. Mistress, oh mistress, I will leave here with what family I got left. They're all I hold dear. If they find that trunk of gold by my side, Julie, oh Julie, you tell them in that that trunk of gold is yours, my friend. Mistress, oh mistress, I won't lie. If they find that trunk of gold by your side, mistress, oh mistress, that trunk of gold is what you got when my children you sold. Mistress, oh mistress, don't you cry. The price of staying here is too high. Mistress, oh mistress, I wish you well. But in leaving here, I'm leaving
such a beautiful sound. Such a beautiful sound. The fiddle and the banjo, that was just powerful. It has always been a powerful combo. And your banjo is a replica of an old fretless banjo from the mid-19th century.
Yeah,
1858. And because it's, we don't have recordings of the music from 1858, but is there a way through either sheet music or other ways of connecting with songs that would have been part of that repertoire from that time period?
The banjo itself tells you a lot. There's also some sheet music from 1855, the earliest banjo tutors that we have, and that music tells you a lot too. That's the first generation of music that's being transmitted from black players to white players. Yeah. So there's a lot to be gained from looking into that.
Yeah. You know? Did you ever have an epiphany where you're looking at some transcriptions or you're figuring it out and you're thinking, oh, I see how that happened or what the pulse was or the rhythm or the...
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, but the coolest thing was I went to Africa first, and I learned some of the akonteng, which is like an ancestor to the banjo, and then I went to this, and it all made sense suddenly.
Oh, okay.
You know, I went from there, you know, I went from regular banjo to Africa, then back to here, and I went, oh, you know, that was a cool journey.
Oh, that's cool. I can see how that would work. I should just mention that this is Dirk Palin and Rhiannon Giddens, and you've collaborated on a record, Freedom Highway, recorded in Dirk's studios, and you wanted to get down into this part of the world to capture some of the feeling and the vibe of some of the stories that these songs contained. Did you succeed? Did you feel that vibe? Did you get it? Did you feel like you got stuff that you couldn't have gotten elsewhere?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, yes.
I think, you know, it sounds like it could be a cliche, but the music really is in the air here. It's very different. Every time I get off a plane, I feel it. I feel the energy. Mm-hmm. I feel it in every musician that comes through here. They play a little bit differently. There's a little bit of a deeper groove and soul kind of coming out of this area. And I feel like it's a special place for that reason. People that record here do so because, you know, there's the word spice, or there's the various phrases like that, but it goes a bit deeper than that. What was that? Joie de vivre? Yeah, joie de vivre. That's it.
Is it also a little bit about the pace, do you think? Just the fact that things can move at their own pace in a natural way?
If your air conditioning ever went out, then yeah, you'll remember that. You'll know in a hurry how things got the way they are around here when your AC goes out. Everything slows way down.
Rhiannon, let me ask you a little bit. You grew up in North Carolina. When you went to music school or you went to Oberlin, if somebody had asked you to sort of describe yourself as a musician, what would you include in that description?
I mean, I was just a singer. That's what I thought of myself, as a singer.
Yeah. And you studied voice when you went to college.
I did, yeah. Classical voice.
Yeah. And recently you gave the keynote address at the International Bluegrass Music Association.
Yes.
As a guy who was there at the IBMA sort of gathering in Raleigh, North Carolina, your speech made a real impact on a lot of people because it talked about the banjo and this sort of evolution. And I don't want to paraphrase it in any way, but it did what I think needed to be done, which is creating that connection around the antecedents, the roots, the fabric, the sort of depths of that music, and trying to reconnect the dots a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's the same as here. You know, the music is a cross-cultural creation, you know, and we've forgotten that in all the regions that it has been like that. I mean, people on the ground know, but the common perception of it has been completely warped. I think some of the reasons we're having some problems that we have now is that we've forgotten how much of a commonality we have as people. You know, you live in the South, you have you're Southerner, doesn't matter what color you are. So I think it's good to be reminded of that, I think.
Yeah, and I think there's very few instruments, you know, maybe the banjo and the fiddle are the two that kind of sneak into different, you know, pockets of musical culture and can act as those ambassadors about as well as any.
Yes.
So. Well, you're so good at it. Listen, we're going to get back to music. Would you welcome back, if you would, Dirk Powell and Rhiannon Giddens.
Thank you. We're going to ask my daughter, Amelia Powell, to come out and sing some harmony on this next song, all the way from Bro Bridge. When we made the record that the last song that we just played was a part of, we were in my studio near Parks, Louisiana, in a building that was built around 1850. And Rhiannon, on this record, wanted to come down here and make this music down here and record it in a place, an environment, in a setting where some of these stories lived, and where not only did the heaviness of them live, but the triumph over some of these challenges lived so strongly too.
This was it was inspired by a story that I grew up reading, an African-American folktale about the people who could fly. And when they were captured and put on ships and sent across the ocean, they lost their wings and they forgot how to fly. And during the time of bondage, one of the old wise men remembers the magic words. And when he says the magic words, the people who could fly rise up out of the fields and they fly off to freedom. And the people who can't fly watch them go. And they tell the story to their children, and their children tell it to their children, and it's passed on down through the generations as this beautiful fable of hope and freedom. And so that inspired this song called We Could Fly.
My little sparrow looking back at me. She can soar above the clouds, way up in the sky. She can fly away from here. Why, oh, why can't I? Daughter, dear daughter, I'll tell you something true. Remember Granny Liza. Well, every night she flew. They tried to keep her down, but there was nothing they could do. She could fly, she could fly. She could slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. She could. Searching, always searching for the promised land. Mama, dear mama, mama, tell me more. I feel a trembling in my arms I've never felt before. Daughter, dear daughter, listen what I say. Your granny always told me you'd feel that way someday. That every time she looked at you, she saw the old time ways. When we could fly, we could fly. Slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. We could fly across the mountains together, hand in hand. Searching, always searching for the promised land. Longing to be free. My heart, it is a-shaking with an old song. I hear the voices saying it's time for moving on. She took her mama by the hand. They rose up in the air. They held each other tight, and then they flew away from there. They held each other tight, and then they flew away from there. They could fly, they could fly. They could slip the bonds of earth. Together, hand in hand. Searching, always searching for the promised land.
Dirk Powell, Rhiannon Giddens. Rhiannon's record is called Freedom Highway, out on None Such Records.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And by our diverse family of NPR affiliates, community stations, college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. You're listening to E-Town.
Nick Forster, you're listening to E-Town. Rhiannon Giddens and Dirk Powell are going to be back later on the show. We got so much more music coming up. Right now, here's Helen to tell you about our next adventure.
Thank you, Nick. Before we get back to music, you know, every week we learn about people who have inspired others or people who are doing remarkable things in their communities and beyond. This week, we're going to continue our exploration of this place, this time, and the connection of our two rivers, the migration to Louisiana and the arrival of John and Alan Lomax, with our next guests.
There are a bunch of legendary families associated with Cajun and Zydeco music who are from around here. One of those, the Savoy family, has made a real contribution for a long time. Mark and Ann and their kids, two of their kids are actually on the program this week. Wilson will be out later on. And Joel is here now to tell us about the new record he put out on his own label, Valcour Records, called I Want to Sing Right, Rediscovering Lomax in the Evangeline Country. And he's here with his co-producer on this project, Josh Caffrey. So please, let's get those guys out here and learn more. Welcome both Joel Savoy and Josh Caffrey to the stage, if you would. Josh and Joel, welcome. So where did this whole idea start? Did you write a book? Is that right?
Yeah, so I was working on my dissertation about the Lomax recordings that were made here in 1934. And that turned into a book, which became a CD project, which has sort of led into this radio show, I guess. Yeah. John Lomax, the father of Alan Lomax, you know, both of them were on the trip together. And actually, when they were down here, they were particularly looking for what they thought of as Evangeline country, right? The whole idea of Evangeline, the Longfellow poem. And John Lomax had studied at Harvard, so he really wanted to find examples of the songs of Evangeline, you know, the songs of the Acadians. So he actually went to Lordaville first, which is sort of ground zero for the Acadians in the area, if you know much about the history.
Yeah. Wow. Was it true that at that time in 1934, had they not shown up and recorded some of these songs, that piece of the culture, the music, and the stories could have been lost?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, they purposefully recorded other types of music that wouldn't have been recorded. You know, so longer ballads that never would have been able to fit on a record, African-American religious music, jurés, which are sort of like Afro-Creole ring shouts, things like that. Yeah.
Things that weren't that they were intentionally not commercial.
Exactly, yeah.
So that wasn't about, you know, like Ralph Peer was doing in the Bristol Sessions and other
sure.
things. They were looking for cooler things. And Joel, let me ask you, between 1934 and, say, the 70s, your family played a role in probably preventing, there was probably another ebb in the awareness and the vitality in the traditional Cajun music, right? That that your folks and others like Michael Doucet helped kind of rejuvenate.
Yeah, Cajun music has gone through many different phases. I grew up in a household filled with this music, and the Lomax recordings have always been a big part of our life. My mom, Ann Savoy, has always been studying those songs and presenting them in different ways, making new versions of those songs and things. And talking about the ballad singing in Louisiana, which a lot of people didn't know about because the Lomax recordings didn't end up. I think Michael Doucet brought them back to Louisiana in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
It was the first time that they were heard by people that were here, contemporary, you know, modern people.
Yeah.
So people hadn't heard these early ballads and things. And once they got rediscovered, all of that music re-entered the culture and became, you know, nowadays everybody's playing ballads and playing these slow songs.
Wow. It's cool. It's sort of like losing your family photo album for a few generations and then rediscovering it and saying, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. Now I understand all these connections.
Exactly, yeah.
So then you've got this idea. You've got the material. How do you go about choosing the songs and then and choosing the artists to represent those songs? What was that puzzle like?
Part of my research involved building a website where you can hear all the original songs today if you want. It's lomax1934.com. And so we were able to use the website pretty seamlessly to just send suggestions to artists, you know. And I kind of thought that Alan Lomax really would have liked that because a lot of people think of him as kind of a Luddite, but he was really at the cutting edge of technology in his day, you know. He really believed that technology, and actually, ironically enough, radio was endangering sort of the fabric of American culture in some ways and eradicating older cultures. But he really believed if you kind of co-opted technology that you could give it a better fighting chance, you know? So I really love that we were able to use the internet to spread these songs around, you know? And ironically enough, we're here on the radio today.
Right, on the radio, yeah. The evil radio. I just want to let people know, if they're just tuning in, you're listening to E-Town. I'm Nick Forster, and our guests coming up include Rhiannon Giddens and Dirk Powell, of course. But what's the next thing we're going to hear, do you think? Is it?
The next thing we're going to hear is the raunchiest song from the 1934 Lomax recordings, presented to us by the lovely Kelly Jones from Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. So this was called the Honest Girl Blues. And this is a guy named Mr. Bornu. Do you have any information about him? No one knows anything about this guy, but this is the recording that the next live piece you'll hear is Kelly performing her interpretation of this.
Went downtown like an honest girl does. I went downtown like an honest girl does. Went down to the store like an honest girl does. Got me a pair of drawers like an honest girl does. Met up with a pretty boy like an honest girl does. And he come home with me like an honest girl.
Okay, that sets the stage. Hey, welcome, if you would, Kelly Jones.
Kelly Jones and the IE Tones with some help. So, Joel?
Yes, sir.
Do you mind being the tour guide for this section?
I would love to be the tour guide for you, Nick.
So, since this is something you know more about, what's coming up?
A lot of you here know this young brunette down here on the end of the stage, but I'd like to introduce Miss Megan Brown from Tippitate, Louisiana.
Tippitate, yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk about the lyrics or if you want to just sing it, but it's called Le Garçon Sans Souci.
Sure, I'll talk a little bit about the lyrics for those of you who don't speak French. Garçon Sans Souci means the boy with no worries, and he was raised by his father. His mother died when he was younger, and his father kind of raises him to be able to enjoy all the pleasures that this earth has, and that is, in the song, he implies that those are booze, money, and women. Drinks, money, and women. And so either his father imagined this or you can take it literally as a how his son grew up. And that's what it's about. Le garçon sans souci. Je suis né, dans nos temps. Ma mère est morte, mon père a pris soin de moi. Il me disait qu'il va aller m'élever dans tous ces grands plaisirs du monde. Il me disait qu'il va aller m'élever dans tous ces grands plaisirs du monde. À 14 ans, mon père me met à l'école. Il me faisait écrire Élisabeth. Il me faisait écrire Élisabeth. C'est pour vérifier, jeune, c'est pour vérifier. À 25 ans, mon père me mariait avec une fille qui avait beaucoup de bien. Elle me demande quoi j'allais faire sans bien. Je l'ai répondu, calmez-vous comme toute la mienne. Elle me demande quoi j'allais faire sans bien. Je l'ai répondu, calmez-vous comme toute la mienne. À 60 ans, j'étais sur l'île d'amour. J'allais mourir, j'allais mourir. Mettez ma tête en bas d'un keg de bière et mes pieds en bas d'un keg de porte. Mettez ma tête en bas d'un keg de bière et mes pieds en bas d'un keg de porte. Thank you.
Megan Brown, Kelly Jones, along with the house band, Chad Viator on the guitar, Philip Biodeau on the bass, Danny DeVilliers on the drums, Tiff Lampson. Such beautiful sounds. They'll be back. Play some more later on.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Z-A-Y-O.com. And by the way, if you missed some of this week's show or you'd like to hear it again or to share this with your friends, the podcast of this episode and other past E-Town shows are available for free in iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast directories. And each show is listed under the names of our visiting artists. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I want to say hello to our listeners who are hearing E-Town on stations like KRVS in Lafayette, Louisiana. On Weevil, WEVL in Memphis, Tennessee. And on KBME in Butte, Montana. As always, if you want to learn more about our guests, if you'd like to see photos or videos from this week's show, you want to find out about how to get tickets to a live show, all of that stuff is on the web at etown.org. Rhiannon Giddens and Dirk Powell are going to be back later on in the show. We got so much more music coming up.
Right now, I just want to tell you about this next band, the band Coubillon. Wayne Toups, Steve Riley, and Wilson Savoy. They are all, no fooling around, legends in the Cajun music scene. They've pushed the envelope a little bit in terms of modern Cajun music, and then, of course, they get together and do something kind of traditional and turn around and look what happens. They win a Grammy. So we are lucky to have them at the peak of their powers. Please welcome to E-Town the band Coubillon.
Yeah, we'd love for you to sit in with us, though, on the mandolin.
Okay, all right.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
We would love that. This song, I first learned this listening to the great Ira Lejeune. It's called La Fille de la Veuve. It's on the recording that we did for Joel on the Lomax recordings, I believe.
Right?
Okay, here we go.
The band Coubillon. Such a cool sound. Thanks, you guys. As Rhiannon was saying earlier, it is the music and it's kind of understanding where all this stuff comes from that helps us find these common places where we can connect again. And this is a time where more than most we need to find those places where we can connect and come together. So it's tricky out there. It's kind of wacky stuff going on. So we need to let the music bring us together if we can. I want to thank you. And one of the things that's so great about this community and this culture is that we can learn from our elders. And that's certainly what's been going on here, both through those tapes, through the Lomax tapes being rediscovered and redistributed, but also just generation to generation, family to family. It's pretty cool. We are ready to welcome back, if you would, to the stage once again, Rhiannon Giddens and Dirk Powell.
Thank you. Well, speaking of some of those issues, we're going to do a song right now that I wrote based on a story that my dad always told me about an experience he had when he was a young boy. And it's a pretty common story in this country where his best friend was African American and they played together. They did everything together. They were neighbors and spent all their time together and delighted in each other. And one day, the adults said to him, "You can't be friends anymore." And we talk to kids about love. We tell them about the golden rule. We say, you know, do unto neighbors as you would have done to you, and all these things that we hope form the foundation of our beliefs. And then yet these things persist, and all of a sudden, it's flipped around on its head. And as my father would tell me this story, I could still see the hurt and confusion and pain of an 8-year-old boy come onto his face. And even though he understood the legacy of racism and discrimination in this country, logically, what it did to his heart and what it's done to the hearts of so many lives on in a different way. And I wrote this song thinking about that. It always moved me so much. And it sings about him basically singing to this person today who he hasn't seen in decades and decades, imagining what that would be like, imagining what that person's life is like now. It's called Say Old Playmate. Cross the creek, pick up sticks, and hide and seek. You always turn the other cheek to meet my childhood kisses. Tossing pebbles at your windowsill. I never heard a whippoorwill until I watched you listen. Where are you now? Grandchildren on your just tell them, stay away from boys like me. Childish ways
man, me and you be cast aside forever. Did you cry, stare straight ahead? Did they have to drag you from your bed? Did you break down like I did when always changed to never? Where are you now, grandchildren on your knee? Do they know how they would not let us be? Or do you just tell them, stay away from boys like me, so they won't get hurt and they won't feel that fall? Or do you tell them that love conquers all?
This is another song inspired by history. This song was inspired by an advertisement that was published in a late 1700s paper in New England, an advertisement for a young woman for sale. And just thinking about what all that meant, especially when I read in the advertisement that she has with her a 9-month-old baby who is at the purchaser's option. Thinking about that really a lot. Just, you know, I'm a mother, and just thinking about this young woman's life and what it was like and how did she get through the day. And the song came out. It's called At the Purchaser's Option.
Thank you.
fingers bleed to make you rich. You can take my body, you can take my shall I keep it?
Rhiannon Giddens. Dirk Powell along with the house band, Chad Viator on the guitar, Philip Biadeau on the bass, Philippe Biadeau on the bass, and Danny DeVivier on the drums. Helen Forster singing along. Rhiannon's record is called Freedom Highway, out on Nonesuch Records. And of course, the Valcour Records, I Wanna Sing Right, Rediscovering Lomax in the Evangeline Country. We've got time for one more song. I want to get everybody out. I want to thank Kelly Jones and Megan Brown and Tiff Flamson and Joel Savoie and Josh Caffrey, the band Coubillon. Thanks to Rhiannon Giddens and Dirk Powell and his daughter Amelia. Thanks to the house band. Thanks to Helen Forster. Thanks to everybody here at the Acadiana Center. Thanks to all of you guys for joining us. We've got another little cross-cultural opportunity here before us. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization with help from all of our fine staff. The show was recorded this week live on the road at the Acadiana Center in Lafayette, Louisiana. To comment about the program or get tickets to a live taping, send an email to info@etown.org or visit our website, etown.org, or connect with us on Twitter or on Facebook.
Well, I know what's right. I got one life in the world that keeps on pushing me around. Well, I stand my ground and I won't back down.
The national distribution of E-Town is made possible by the support of E-Town's family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Hell, but I won't back down. No, I won't.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks to these amazing musicians. We'll see you soon.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.